It's Tuesday and time for your comments. We asked how the economy changed your plans about what to do with what could easily be 20 good years after retirement. Jim in Michigan sent this comment. I think it's fine that people can do great things for their community in retirement. However, too often it's what retirement? As a self-employed attorney, I do not make great amounts of money, and I do not see any golden retirement in my future or in too many others. I'm not an affluent person who needs a hobby. I practice law to eat. Chad Dawkins in San Antonio is some way from retirement and wrote, as disheartening as it is to hear about the current circumstances of retirees, I, as a 30-year-old, am far more concerned with my future and the understanding I've held since childhood that I will never be able to retire in the sense that we currently understand it. He continued, in the past, I have competed for menial jobs with retirees and unemployed professionals alike. I fear the future of that competition for the younger generation once the baby boomers hit retirement. Our program on transracial adoptions brought back memories for many listeners who were adopted. Veronica in Santa Cruz sent this email. In my experience, it's been a special privilege to be a transracial adoptee. I am Chilean, and my parents are both Caucasian. I was adopted as a newborn, and my parents approached my South American roots as something to be celebrated and loved even then. I appreciate my parents' easy way of accepting and discussing difference with me, mine, theirs, and others. I was able to grow up aware yet proud of my different heritage and feel secure as part of a loving family. Emily in New York had a different experience. I was adopted from South Korea at 5 months by Caucasian parents and grew up in rural New England. My identity really was not an issue growing up. I felt like everyone else. Now that I live in New York, she wrote, I have had to deal with my race head on. I feel like a white person trapped in the body of a Korean. I don't hold anything against my parents. I think they just didn't fathom that I might have to deal with any of these issues. If you have a correction, comments, or questions for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. If you're on Twitter, follow us there, @TOTN, or you can follow me there, @NeilConan, all one word. Talk of the Nation is produced by Priska Neely, John Asante, Peter Granitz, Kenya Young, April Failing, and Sarah Handel. Sarah also handles our web content. Our editor is Scott Cameron. Gwen Uten directs the program. Sean Phillips is our technical director. He gets engineering help from Michael Cullen, Jerry Tennant, and Bill Plummer. And in New York, Manoli Wetherill and Manya. Talk of the Nation's theme music was composed by Greg Smith. Our senior producer is Carlene Watson. Sue Goodwin is the executive producer of Talk of the Nation. Tomorrow, Adventures of the Self-Described World's Greatest Stuntman will talk with Vic Armstrong about his life and work in the movies. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Cummins in Washington.